Welcome, guys, to Misfit Jiu-Jitsu.
Because Jiu-Jitsu does not have a type.
Just a quick disclaimer. All opinions and suggestions made by the host in this podcast remain uniquely their own.
We do not hold any responsibilities for suggestions made. It's pretty simple. Use your common sense.
Common sense, people.
Hey, Misfits. How you doing? So I know we're a little late on our episode of Misfit Jiu-Jitsu, and it is episode 10. Yay! Woo! Unfortunately, episode 10 didn't record very well, and it sounded like a really bad drug trip. So I'm not going to put that out there for you guys. And I haven't been able to do anything. You know what? I am not going to offer excuses. I messed up. I'm sorry, guys. But I am going to put out something for you that I think will be pretty beneficial for those of you that have, you know, a second or two while you're at your office. You can start adding this to your little websites that you check out, because I know I have them and I have them bookmarked, and I really hope that my company doesn't see them because it's all jujitsu. I mean, it's not like it's a bad thing, right? Anyways. So I'm going to give you a little spiel on some blog sites and some jiu-jitsu sites that I really enjoy, and I think you might as well, and I like to reference. And then I'll put links to all of them on our show notes, so you can check them out. Sorry, I'm still a little stuffy. I did get a cold, or not a cold. I had a really bad sinus infection that knocked me out for 20 hours. It was pretty impressive. Not gonna lie. I don't know. Oklahoma, you win. You win, Oklahoma. All right. So, without further ado, we're gonna start with BJJ news. So, BJJ didn't add the extra J. BJJ News is a site where there's a collection of articles that are listed chronologically, so you can find whatever's most new and relevant, and it's just a collection from different sites, so they don't put out any original work, but it's kind of an easy go-to if you want to just find random news about jiu-jitsu around the world. We have Jiu-Jitsu Times. .com, which a lot of you are very familiar with. We see a lot of their articles posted on Facebook. And for those of you that aren't familiar with it, it's a site, an online jiu-jitsu magazine that posts different articles about training, nutrition, gi reviews. It's just kind of a catch-all. And it's really entertaining and good information. There's bjjgirl.net. Put on by Emma Valdez. It's a blog and her experience about jiu-jitsu. Aesopian BJJ, Aesopian BJJ.com. You know, I was told not to say .com, and I keep saying it. I think it's like my inner rebellion trying to do that. Anyways, this blog is put on by a black belt, and it's similar to BJJ Girl, but it's, you know, a male black belt. So check that out. There's BJJ HQ, which we all know and love, and if you don't, you should really hop on that board, or ship, not a board. SkirtOnTheMat.com. That's another women's website or blog that y'all should check out if you're a lady or if you're a fella trying to get to a lady that does jiu-jitsu. I mean, there's always insight. BJJHQ.com, well, back to BJJHQ. It's a site that has, or every 24 hours there's a new deal unless you hit rolling deals. Oh. And that's when you lose all your money. It's a new deal every 20 minutes, and it's amazing and awesome, and you don't want to miss out. But BJJHQ is great for people that are on a budget, trying to find good quality ghee's and ghee apparel, or no ghee apparel, soap. If you want soap, discounts on soap. Y'all gotta bathe, right? Don't be stinky. It's a common thing. Rebel, come be on my podcast. Rebel's my dog. Scramble Blog. Scramble Blog actually has some really good articles on strength and conditioning for specifically for jiu-jitsu. So really well organized, great archives, and super user friendly. Highly recommend it for people that are ready to up their game in jiu-jitsu. So that's through we are all familiar with the Scramble apparel and everything that they put out. It's really cool and niche. But yeah, so Scramble Blog is out there. Then there's Mirakatsu, which if you've spent 1 month in jiu-jitsu, you know who Mirakatsu is and you're very familiar with his art. Wonderful art, but he also puts out a blog. And a lot of his blog is reviewing gis and those cool, like, niche gis that you can't really find. And he puts out gis and everything, but he also does reviews on actual... he's actually a brown belt. Last time I checked, he might have been promoted, but in the UK. And he does a lot of reviews on tournaments and matches and everything. So go check out his blog. There's the Trujitsu website, the Trujitsu Revolution. I am a fan of the Trujitsu Revolution and its foundation of using technique over strength. I'm a strong girl, but I know I'm not going to be strong forever. So I definitely rely a lot on my technique, and I don't like muscling things, contrary to some of my partner's beliefs. I don't muscle things. I do use a lot of technique, and I have to in order to make this a sustainable and long life, or a lifelong art. You know, if you use strength, you can only do it for a finite time. But Jiu-Jitsu Revolution definitely emphasizes that. So check that out. Check out the jiu-jitsu-revolution.com. We have Watch BJJ. That website has a lot of videos with backstage, you know, interviews and views on different events going around or going on in the world. It's pretty cool. Different techniques by different professors because, you know, there's 1,000 ways to skin a cat and 1,000 ways to do an armbar. So that's another one. And for the last one, we have this up-and-coming website, GiMonkey.com. That one, it's still not fully functional yet. They have a blog out, but it's a near and dear friend of mine, and I wouldn't be a good friend if I didn't put her out there. So GiMonkey.com, check it out. It's site and store and the story behind it and its intent is actually really, really inspiring and really awesome. So be on the lookout for that one. I don't know a tentative date, but those are some of the websites that I truly enjoy and I like to look up pretty much daily on the regular. I hope my boss doesn't listen to this, but I do get my work done and I know you can get lost in these articles. But formulate your own opinion, formulate your own ideas, and just take in a little bit of everyone that you meet, every article that you read, and be you, be true to you. Anyways, these are just some outlets out there so you can become uniquely your own and do jiu-jitsu. That's your true self. So anyways, I wanted to put something out and I didn't want to give some really bad recording of a really bad trip or something. Like, I should put it on the sound clip. It sounds really, really bad. It sounds like just wah, wah, wah. I sound like a retarded or not retarded, but like a zombie whale. All right, I'm done. Y'all have a wonderful night. I love you, miss you, and we will be on for the real episode 10 next week. Sorry about this, guys. Awesome.